This is NCAA Championship Lacrosse from sfmsports.net.
Opening statement is real brief. Just so proud of this team. These are a pretty special group of guys that I get to work with every day. You know, pretty proud at 4-0. We didn't need a timeout. We were nervous, but we didn't need a timeout. And these guys, as they have all year long, they just take strain and they just keep grinding. And obviously, we went on a pretty nice run from that point on. But just so much respect for these guys and how tough they are. And pretty proud to be sitting here. Thank you.
Open up to questions for students.
For the three of you, just the mentality when you're down one, and what Coach just said, you didn't need to call timeout. What was the thought process there to get you guys back in the game?
Question was for the student athletes about what the thought process was to get back in the game after going down early. Connor, you want to go ahead and take that first?
I mean, for me, win the next faceoff, give these guys the ball, and I know they'll do good things with it. So for me, win the next faceoff, next ground ball. And next play.
John?
That's the whole team mentality. It's just win the next 50-50 ground ball, make the next pass, score the next goal. There's no panic. We've been in that situation before, so it's just win the next one.
Cole, anything to add on that?
They said it perfectly. Just don't get stressed out. Just stick to how Tufts Lacrosse plays the game. It's actually funny. I think we were in a situation like that last year. I think down 5-1 or something like that. So we've been there before. Just calm down and win the next GB, score the next goal.
You're in the middle. Yep.
Having the experience from last year, how you guys prepare for today against Lynchburg?
Question was a comment on how having experience from last year helps you prepare for today. Cole, you want to start off?
Yeah, sure. I'll take this one. Definitely. I think the biggest thing or the easiest thing to do is for the team just to look ahead. There's so much going on. Just kind of forget why we're here. But the real reason we're here is for that game, to win that game. And so we knew the chaos that came with this weekend. Obviously, we enjoyed it. We soaked it all in. But we made sure the guys were focused on this game and made sure we took care of business today, and we did. So proud of these guys.
Connor, anything to add on that?
I think anytime you can play with confidence, it helps. Looking back at last year, we had a couple face-off violations, or I did, just jumping the whistle early. This year didn't have any, so I think just being a little more calm out there, you know, knowing what the stage is and just playing with confidence, anytime you can do that, it helps.
Okay, John?
It helped take the distractions away, like Cole said. Being here already last year really helped us just focus on our opponent and really just focus on ourselves and make sure that everything was locked coming into today.
Mr. Ray,
to win two in a row, what does it mean to you guys? It doesn't happen that often.
Question was a comment on winning back to back.
Special. It's unreal. I can't even describe the feeling right now, but it speaks volumes about this program, Coach Daly, the rest of the coaching staff. I mean, the alumni, the support we have. Without them, none of this is possible. So, I mean, just a great group of guys. I've grown so much from being around them for 4 years. It just speaks volumes about this program.
Thanks, Cole.
Just to build on that, it really just shows what our senior class the last 2 years and the alumni who have come before that have really done for this program, where they've set the standards for us. And Coach Daly does a great job reminding us of that every year. It's our job to work hard and keep building on that standard. So it means a lot.
Thanks, John. Connor?
Same as John. A lot of guys who came before us set that standard, and you know, we have to live up to that every day and just do our best every day to get better, work hard. And I just think it's a testament to all the guys who came before us, all our coaches, and just all the great people that we're so lucky to have in our program.
Sure.
John, I want to ask you about that goal, the one over your right shoulder. Tell me a little bit, walking through that play a little bit.
Question is for John to comment on the over-the-shoulder goal.
So there's a flag on the ground, and I believe I just tried to drive up to the island, and I got my momentum stuck a little bit, and just shot it over my shoulder.
Before?
Yeah, actually earlier in the game I tried an over-the-shoulder shot and missed by like 5 yards. I think it actually went parallel to the net. But Coach Daly just lets us play, which is, you know, awesome. So we have the freedom to do kind of whatever we want out there, be creative. And so, yeah, I just went for it. It's kind of a free shot.
Thanks. Yeah, this is for student athletes. Great. Thanks, guys. Get back.
Thank you.
Good luck, guys.
Now I'll take questions for Coach. Go for it.
Coach, you mentioned before not to take the call timeout because you guys were nervous. Was there any thought to actually calling the timeout, or did you just kind of look at your team and know that they were going to work through this?
The question is, tell us, were you thinking about calling a timeout when they went down early?
Yeah, I mean, when you work with 18 to 22 year olds, you don't know anything. So you don't look at it and know and understand at any point. So we're just looking for the right opportunity at that point. We really like to use them to save a possession or use them to protect our defense at that point. And in both instances, we didn't really feel the defense needed protection. We needed to win and maintain a few of those face-off wins. We were getting face-off wins early, but then, you know, we'd make a, you know, turn it over a little bit, and we didn't take care of the ball early in that 4-0 run, and then we didn't stop the ball in one of those transitions, and they had some nice early goals, and we just felt like as soon as we settled down and started doing things fundamentally, we were going to have success. So there's never any, I mean, at 19-11, I'm not feeling good, and I don't know anything still at that point.
This is for Coach in the back. Yes.
I was impressed by how much energy you came out with. Was there anything about it from the sideline that seemed unsustainable from your perspective? Or were you concerned that if they played with that amount of energy, it was going to be a big challenge for you guys?
The question was to comment on, you know, the energy level and being able to challenge.
Yeah, I mean, clearly respect for Lynchburg and everything they've accomplished this year and who they beat to get here. You know, the gritty as seen in their semifinal game, being down 9-2 in the third. We knew, you know, and that's all we were talking about in that second half was how much energy they played with, how much ability they had to come back. And so we were, as I said, even at 19-11, we were nervous. So in terms of sustaining that the whole game, you know, certainly we wanted and needed to go on our run and get our energy going and kind of raise to that level a little bit. And we did. And I'm pretty proud of those guys and their grit to dig out of that hole. That's a pretty big hole against a real good team that can score. So I thought our team was as tough as they needed to be.
Sure, in the back.
Mike, how confident are you in your system at this point? What you got going on?
The question was to comment on how confident you are in the system and how the program's success.
Yeah, I mean, that's a loaded question. Same thing. We're confident in it. We believe in it, clearly. You know, I'm sure there's times when I go back over this film in that third and fourth quarter when I'm sure everybody in dressed in Tufts Blue up there wanted us to hold it, wanted us to get timers on, wanted us to pull it out, and we're still shooting, we're still firing. So clearly we believe in it, and confidence, as I said, is a very tenuous thing in my job. So we believe in the guys for sure, and, you know, thankfully they reward us on a daily basis.
Who's from? Able to take last year, having gone through this experience, to do two in a row, what is that?
The question was a comment on what you took from last year to get here and what it means to win two in a row.
It's a challenge. I'll be honest. I mean, you remove one guy from the mix, it changes everything. So we lost that group of seniors last year who just carried us down the stretch. And so that each year is different. And I was struggling mid-season, not sleeping and a ton of stress. And I just knew we had a great group of guys and a ton of talent. You know, and my wife, who's here, was behind me and worried about me and coddling my 8-year-old and my 10-year-old, she was worried about me. But we knew we had a great, talented group, and through the middle part of our season, I just thought we weren't maximizing our potential, and that really bothers me. So to repeat, yeah, sure, that's great, but I thought we had a great potential this year, and that's more of my job than winning. I think at this point, it's maximizing our potential, maximizing these guys' potential, and they just took everything I gave them. It's not sunshine and smiles all time over at Tufts. So I promise you, we got after those guys, and they responded. As I said, I keep using that word tough. These guys are tough, and they're resilient, and it's a privilege to do what I do.
What changed in midseason?
Question was comment on what changed in midseason.
Yeah, I think what really upset me middle part of the season was we were relying on talent. And not what, as you heard the players talk about, the work ethic and the toughness and the things that just built this program and the alums that built this program with just sheer out just being tougher than our opponents. And so, that was what was real frustrating for me. And we had to wake the guys up a little bit and make sure they knew exactly why they have everything that they have and who the heck they're representing when they step on the field.
In the back. Question was to comment on, sustained success and despite the fact that you had some staff turnover.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty wide-angled question. I mean, I think just as we ask our players to do, we just show up every day and take whatever comes our way and put the work in and put the toughness in. And so, we have had some coaches take some great opportunities that they've earned and that we're, certainly happy for them. But I think it's a great reflection of our program, how we've built this program, and more importantly, how we've held it accountable to allow us to sustain changes in senior classes and certainly as rock solid of guys as Sean Kerwin and Brett Holm to move on. And then just so lucky for Matt Callahan, Chris Schoenhut, both alums as well, to step in and take over. And then guys like Coach Harris and Coach Wren and Coach Carr who just, leave the place cleaner than they found it every day. So it's pretty – I'm a lucky guy.
Question was to comment on the dominance in faceoffs.
I think the faceoff phase is certainly an area where talent is important, but more important than any other phase in that game, I think just toughness and digging out ground balls and they were moving multiple long sticks up onto that phase to try to control it. And, we just got some really gritty plays from Connor Helfrich and Jake Gillespie and Charlie Rubin and Jeffrey Chang and Tyler Carbone on those wings. And that's just, said, pretty great reflection of our team, that phase.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Great. Thank you.